Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I want to explore dealing with deniers. As we have recently seen here in the past year or so, denial is a very strong emotion. But you know what's behind that resistance? Letting go of something near and dear to our hearts. Here are my two ideas that have worked great. Idea number one, put the damage in a box. Now, this tactic is great while working with clients and prospects. If someone is bound and determined to do the wrong thing, at least try to limit the damage. Here's an example. I had a prospect once who really wanted to try a sales idea. After trying to gently communicate why this was not a good thing, I came up with another idea. I said something like this. Well, it sounds like you really want to give blah, blah, blah a shot. So how about this? Why don't you try it for X amount of days, a month, a year, whatever. And if it doesn't work, we regroup and figure out what's next. Now, what's great about this is he agreed. And so this gave us a reason to follow up, right? And it also gave him an out if he failed. It didn't make failure look bad. So the client agreed, and we ended up working together later. It all worked out. Idea number two, substitute a better option. Now, this tactic works when folks have already bought into an idea or a message. Now, think about it. If letting go is the real problem, what happens when you let someone hold on in a different way? They let go of their initial idea much easier because it doesn't feel like they're letting go. Now, the key here is to make it their choice. Show the substitute, give the upside, and walk away. I do this to my engineer husband all the time. I'm telling you, it works. Now, understanding what is behind resistance and denial is the first step to influence and impact. I hope these ideas help. Now, go out there and be brilliant.